Joined in the studio with Ben Townley. How you doing, Ben?
Yeah, good, mate. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad there, young fella. Oh, over the weekend, you raced MX2 Waikato Champs.
Yeah, it's a fun event. I actually had no intention of riding. I was coming down here. I had some duties over there for Honda. First race for the new Honda racing team with Cody Cooper, and had my bike in the van. It just looked too good not to throw a leg over, to be honest. So I quickly entered and got out there and had a run. It was great day, actually.
The problem with you doing that is the two words are seem to be flying around the internet at the moment. Come back.
Far from it, eh? I feel like I feel battered and bruised this morning, and I feel like I'm about 5 years older just from one day of competition again. So, no, just a bit of fun. Eh? I still obviously love riding, and for me personally, it was great to just get out there and have a run. It's a type of track too. It created such good racing. The track is quite a simple, not too much technicality to it at all, and there was some really close racing. Myself and Gunner.
Yeah.
Nick Saunders, yeah. We had a really good battle, actually. So he actually, thankfully, he made a mistake, and I was able to drive around the outside of him. So, yeah, it was some good racing.
You spoke about the Honda and also the Honda shop. Big support. You pretty much focused quite heavily on putting a strong team together. Maybe shot at, obviously, the national titles.
Yeah, well, that's the intention of making sure we put together a really strong team for a shot at the national championship. Hopefully in both classes is the plan. Still yet to lock down an MX2 rider to race.
No, you see, that's where your name is, MX2, and the strong shot of the title for yourself and Cody, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, obviously with Cody, he's obviously got great credentials and for an MX1 championship, and MX2 riders, we're having a look around, and there's definitely two or three or possibly even four options, so just weighing those up and seeing what's going to best fit there. But at the end of the day, for me personally, I want to have a rider that will be able to really go out and compete for a championship. So,
see, that's really encouraging, eh? What you're doing, what Josh is doing, setting up these teams for youngsters to come through, you know, the sport of motocross and have something, you know, a goal to shoot for, maybe to represent the country in the sport of motocross.
Yeah, we've probably had a lack of international races in the past probably 5 to, you know, even 10 years. I'm probably the last one of that era, really, and you know, I'm 5, 6, probably 7 years younger than Josh, you know, so we've definitely had a big gap of international racing for, you know, for our youngsters, and it'd be nice to help, you know, change that trend. You just have to look at Australia at the moment, eh? And Australia is really where New Zealand probably was in the early 2000s and or late 90s kind of thing. So it'd be nice to have some influence on that. Obviously for me personally, whether it's a red bike or any type of bike, I would just love to see a Kiwi back over there in contention. You know, we've got definitely got two or three that I believe you're never going to have truckloads. You know, I think we punch, I don't think we punch way above our weight in terms of our international results and competition. You know, you just have to look in the past 3 seasons in Australia, we've won 3 national titles across, you know, a selection of age categories. So, you know, just that alone speaks volumes. So it's now trying to transfer that, and it's become a lot harder with motorsport. Obviously, you look at Formula One and MotoGP, and that's probably trickling down into our sport a little bit these days, to be honest, Andrew. You know, that it's not that easy to really get into the high level of competition anymore in the World Championship or America, which is, yeah, similar to those other motorsports.
You know, but you need that platform to develop the sport and for it to grow. Where do you see the fall off for kids that start at grassroots motocross, 65, 85 to the 125s, and then all of a sudden they just disappear? What is it? Is it a financial thing? Is it an injury? Is it that kind of sport that, you know, does that to you, where it's like, man, I just can't kick on anymore?
Oh, it's probably not going to sound great what I'm about to say, but really at the end of the day, it probably comes down to a lot of heart and dedication to it, really, at the end of the day. There's probably 4 or 5 major factors in there. You know, family is a big influence on how, you know, they're able to support you, your skill set and developing that skill set at a young age and different aspects of that. But at the end of the day, it comes down to it's something that I know personally, and I see it in a couple of other youngsters at this time, you know, at this age right now. you've got to really have that absolute sheer determination, because you know we're so far removed from the rest of the world. If you really want to do it, you've got to make it happen yourself, to be honest. That's at the end of the day what it comes down to. You know, you've got the likes of someone like Courtney Duncan or young kids of her age. Other kids of that age in America, you know, they're in the spotlight. Mm. And, you know, for our youngsters to get over there and do it, they've really got to go over and make it happen.
Yeah, hey, we got Ben Townley in studio this morning. Last time I saw you was the Labour Weekend Motocross, but you're working on something new, a new venture for you called Speedcross.
Yeah, it's something that it's come about in the last, probably 9 months, really. I went to the World Championship of Speedway. They had a round of Western Springs earlier in the year, and I was fortunate enough to go along there with Monster and have a look, and I was just on the edge of my seat all evening. I just thought, how can we make this sport into reality with motocross? And so what we've tried to do is keep it very simple. That's the one thing I took away. It's the top of the priority list, is the keeping it simple, and try to really get the whole sport involved in it, really. Supercross doesn't allow a lot of competitors. You know, it certainly doesn't allow minis or vets or anyone that doesn't have a huge skill set. And we don't have the depth of field to fill supercross gates in this country. So the concept is really based around speedway, four riders, four laps at a time, really that quickfire racing. So really something to engage the crowd, which is a major part of any sort of sport or entertainment these days. And this is really what it's based on, is an entertainment package to really entice people to get involved and really, I guess, create a more of a rider-to-spectator relationship. That's something I noticed a lot these days in high-profile motorsports, is really trying to get them to encourage the riders or whoever those athletes are to engage with the spectators. And so you've got to have a sport that will allow them to be excited about it, and I think this is hopefully something that will do that. It's, you know, for example, Brad Groombridge, local rider, you know, I if I don't get the start on him, I'm going to be lucky to beat him. Whereas if that was a full-blown supercross track, I have better equipment. I was full-time, so, you know, I train full-time to be a motorcycle racer. This type of racetrack will allow anyone. I think we had four races at Labour Weekend as a demonstration. We had four different winners. So that there speaks volumes for it, really.
So what you're saying in regard to the track, it's not overly technical. It's more simplistic. And so what you're saying as well, you've got sweeping turns leading into a jump where you're capable of jumping it without having to sort of think too much about nailing that rhythm between two big tabletops.
Yeah, what it is basically, really what it boils down to, is it's in supercross confinement, so within an arena of what a supercross area would take up, but a motocross type of obstacles. And we've only got four obstacles on the track, so there's three tabletops, and there's one set of rollers, which are, you know, just basically mounds or moguls type of things that anyone and everyone can get over. And there's, you know, I can hit them at my level and smash through them, whereas, you know, the junior guys will be able to jump them, and the minis will be able to go one by one by one. So it's really trying to create something that we can get, you know, the masses involved with our sport. And hopefully, you know, the Taupo Club, they're so proactive, and they're really keen to see that utilised. You know, that supercross track hasn't had a lot of use in the time it's been there, and it's a real shame, because, you know, that was something that I pushed for, and obviously, you know, I've been one of the only international riders with success in supercross from New Zealand, and something that I have a lot of passion for, but it's not working. So this is really rethinking outside the box, outside the square for New Zealand and no further than that right now, and just trying to create something that we can really get some participation numbers up with, and I hopefully it's going to do that. We had a demonstration at Labour Weekend, heaps of positive feedback, hardly any negative feedback at all. Really simplistic. It's the top of my priority list, is the KISS, keep it simple, and making sure that, you know, it allows everyone to really get out there and enjoy it, you know, from the highest level down to a mini and everything in between, and trying to really engage everyone to do that.
And so when do you see coming to fruition an actual competition of Speedcross happening?
I've had to start being a lot more realistic since I've stopped racing. Things don't happen quite as quickly as they do in the professional sporting world, you know. So earlier in the 2014 year, maybe around Easter, possibly something like that. Just really, I want to make sure it's a quality type of event. You know, what we've done in the past, this needs to be the next level up to really engage the spectators and make sure that going forward, that's the minimum level of what we're doing. You know, I always like to put a lot of quality into whatever I do, and that's a major part of it for me. And so does the Taupo Motorcycle Club. You know, they strive for that high quality of event, and they'll want to do the same. And I think it's obviously... It seems like it's got a lot of potential, but just making sure you got everything in position so that you achieve that potential is probably the biggest thing for me.
All right, Ben Townley in studio. Hey, Ben, thanks for your time this morning, bud.
Yeah, cool. It's great to always be back. I've been down here a lot lately, and eventually going to pull that mountain bike out and get back out there.